Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. O God of the demigods, sustainer of the universe, head jewel of all the demigods and other planets, you know the intentions of all living entities in both the spiritual and material worlds. You can repeat. O God of the demigods, sustainer of the universe, head jewel of all the demigods in other planets, you know the intentions of all living entities in both the spiritual and material worlds. Purport. Because Brahma is almost on an equal footing with the personality of Godhead, he is addressed here as the God of the demigods, and because he is the secondary creator of the universe, he is addressed as the sustainer of the universe. He is the head of all the demigods, and therefore he is addressed here as the head jewel of the demigods. It is not difficult for him to understand everything which is happening in both the spiritual and material worlds. He knows everyone's heart and everyone's intentions. Therefore, he was requested to explain this incident. Why was the pregnancy of Diti causing such anxieties all over the universe? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Haripye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Patayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratisve Namaha Pancha Tattva Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Aradhyo Bhagavan Vajeshatanayas Tadama Vindavanam Ramya Kachi Dupasana Vajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumahotamahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Dharana Paraha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, Hare Krishna. I'd like to thank the organizers for giving me this opportunity to speak and to purify myself, seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled. so that we can say something that is meaningful, that is in line with the parampara, and hopefully uplifting as well. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we've just started this new chapter, chapter 15, and here we see the demigods or the devatas. They are puzzled as to what is happening as the Prabhupada is saying, why was the pregnancy of Diti causing such anxieties all over the universe? So they weren't sure what was happening. And naturally we see that in this world as well, that whenever we have any issues, we try and approach somebody who's knowledgeable, who knows what is happening, and perhaps they can enlighten us as to what to do next, how to solve the problem. So here the demigods or the devatas are addressing Lord Brahma. And we see it's interesting that they are addressing him via different names. Deva, Deva, Jagatata, Loka, Nata, Sikamane. O God of the demigods, sustainer of the universe, O head jewel of all the demigods in the other planets. You know the intentions of all living entities in both the spiritual and material worlds. In the Nectar of Devotion, it is explained that Krishna has 64 main qualities, and the understanding is given there by Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion that the living entities possess 50 of these qualities, and that there are another 5 qualities that Krishna possesses in full, but partially some of these qualities are also manifested between Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. So let's have a look at what some of these qualities are, and it may help give us some context as to what is being said. So I'll just read a little bit from the Nectar Devotion. It says, besides all the above mentioned 50 qualities, Lord Krishna possesses 5 more, which are sometimes partially manifested in the persons of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. These transcendental qualities are as follows. Changeless, that's the first one. All cognizant, ever fresh, Satchidananda, possessing an eternal blissful body and possessing all mystic perfections. So we can understand from the previous chapters, chapter 9, when Lord Brahma was just born from the navel, he was bewildered, he wasn't sure what to do. And so we see him performing austerities and praying to the Lord for guidance. How am I supposed to create the whole material world? I'm very confused, I'm not sure what to do. And the Lord reassures him that, do not worry. I will give you the intelligence from which how to create everything, how to maintain everything, and everything will be okay. So we understand that is actually through the grace of the Lord that he is performing his activities. So it's not that he himself is just all cognizant. It's through the grace of the Lord that he's all cognizant. He's also said to be changeless. Why is he said to be changeless? Because he does not get old like us. Right? We don't see a picture of Lord Brahma becoming old. Likewise, there's another, the 53rd quality was ever fresh. So he's also ever fresh within himself. He possesses a body that is eternally blissful. Again, that's all grace by the mercy of the Lord. So to perform this function of Lord Brahma, the Lord provides these different attributes so he can perform his perform his duty. What I also thought was quite interesting within this specific verse is we see the devatas approaching Lord Brahma in a very gracious way. They are first approaching him out of respect and actually glorifying him. And I was thinking that if we relate it to what's happening within the current modern day situation, many times we actually just go for the prayojan, we just go for the goal. We just say, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji, can you just do this? We rarely take the time to first build the sambandha, to build that connection. How are you doing? Nowadays, like I received a text message the other day, hope you're well, right? That opportunity for relationship is not even there. So we see that through the whole Bhagavatam and even through the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the importance of relationships. If the sambandha is not there, if the abhideya is not there, and we just go for the goal, that's how we see people are frustrated. So we need to slow down, be conscious, and yes, sometimes we are interacting with the material world, with other people, and yes, sometimes we may just need to go straight for the prayojana. But at least amongst other Vaishnavas, let's please take the time to approach them. And it's not just about what you say, but how you say it. And we see that throughout the Bhagavatam, all the dealings amongst the different personalities, they're all done in a very nice, meaningful way. We don't find anyone speaking very harshly as such, necessarily. There's a lot of etiquette that's there. There's a lot of culture, right? So this is something that we can learn from this. Today is also the appearance day of Shivas Thakur. So I was thinking we could speak a little bit about that. And so, Pancha Tattva Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So we understand that the Absolute Truth has appeared in five features. And one of the personalities is Shivas Thakur, and he embodies the perfect devotee. He said, according to the Gaur Ganadesha Deepika, he said to be an incarnation of Narada Muni. And it's very interesting the way the Lord arranges different pastimes. Because when you look at Narada Muni through the Bhagavatam, through the other pastimes, we see that he's a Naistika Brahmachari. He's the guru of many Mahajans, Pallad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, the guru of the Pachetas, etc. And the list can go on. He appears in so many different pastimes. And yet the Lord chose that within the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he appears as a householder. He's got a wife, Malini, and they actually have a son as well. So the Lord's pastimes are very mysterious like that if we try and fully understand them, and actually we can't. So within the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that just as in Krishna Leela, Krishna appeared in Mathura and had his intimate pastimes in Gokul, Vrindavan, Braj, Likewise, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra, but his most intimate pastimes actually happened at the house of Shivas Thakur and Shivas Angam. So we can understand that this personality is no ordinary personality for him to have the Lord manifesting so many different intimate pastimes in Shivas Thakur's house. And one thing that is common between Lord Brahma, the Devatas, and Shivas Thakur is this principle of surrender, Sharanagati. So there are six symptoms of surrender, Sharanagati. Anukulyasa sankalpa, pratikulyasa varjanam, rakshishyati vishvaso, koptitve varnam tata, atma nikshepa karpanye, sadvida sharanagati. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Manjalila, 22nd chapter, text number 100, Prabhupada gives the following translation. He says, the six divisions of surrender are the acceptance of those things that are favorable to devotional service, rejection of unfavorable things, the conviction that Krishna will give protection, the acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master, i.e. the Lord is one's maintainer, full self-surrender, and humility. So what I was thinking of doing was to try and maybe explore some of these different traits, characteristics of surrender through the life of Shivas Thakur, because he's the exemplary devotee, and perhaps we can learn something useful through that. But just before I do that, I just remembered one other pastime, Shivas Thakur. I thought I'd just share that. So when we understand Mahaprabhu took birth, his name was Nimai, and then he got the name of being Nimai Pandit, and he was a great Sanskrit scholar. And we understand that he defeated the great Keshav Kashmiri. And the devotees were not so happy with him, actually. They were just hoping and praying that when will the day come that actually Nimai will actually give up all these logic, etc., and actually just become a devotee. So once Mahaprabhu was walking on the bank of the Ganga and he noticed Shivas Thakur. And knowing Shivas Thakur to be a great devotee of the Lord, he offered his full prostrate obeisances. When he got up, Shivas Thakur boldly told him, why are you wasting your time in so much logic? There's no point in this. Please dedicate yourself to Krishna. If you do not come to this conclusion, it's a waste of life. And so you need to remember that at this point, the devotees did not actually know that the Yogamaya potency was there. They did not know that Nimai Pandit was the Supreme Lord himself. Hence, Shivas Thakur was chastising him. But they were all very attracted to him and they wanted him to join them within the Nam Sankirtan. But he wasn't joining them because he was performing his duties as a pundit. So Mahaprabhu humbly accepted Shivas Thakur's request and told him that actually, because dear Shivas, you have blessed me by your blessings, I will soon become a devotee and I will also join in the Sankirtan and I will also take a guru, but very shortly. So we can understand through this pastime that actually to approach the Lord directly, it's not a cheap thing. One actually needs the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Jai Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshmana Man ki, Jai Shri Shri Gonitai ki, Jai Guru Parampara ki, Jai. So it's actually through grace of the devotees, that we actually get the opportunity to actually approach the Lord. We can't actually approach the Lord through our own qualification. And so this sixth characteristic, humility, is very important in trying to approach the Lord. Speaking about humility, let's explore an example again of Shivas Thakur demonstrating the quality of humility. When Mahaprabhu was performing Sankirtan, it said that he performed 24-hour kirtan or all-night kirtan at Shiva's Angam. During this time, there was a personality called, I believe, Gopal Chapala. And he was a brahmana. And he was actually not so happy because Shivas Thakur was a very attractive personality and people were approaching him and people were not so approaching him. So he was getting a little bit like, hey, why are not people approaching me? He was feeling a little bit envious. And secondly as well, he felt it an offense that actually he was not allowed to enter the sweet pastimes of Mahaprabhu within Shiva Sangam, the nocturnal kirtans that were happening. So he plotted a plan of how to almost defame Shivas, to bring him a bad reputation. So what Gopal Chapala did is that he bought some paraphernalia that's generally used by those people who worship people in the lower modes, like untouchable things. And what he decided to do was to leave that at the house of Shivas in the evening. And then in the morning, people will think that, hey, look, what is Shivas doing at night? No one knows about this. So in the morning, Gopal Chapala was just waiting for the right opportunity and he started broadcasting to everyone. He said, hey, look at what is outside Shivas Thakur's house. Look at all these things. He's a pretender. He is saying so many things, but actually this is what he's doing. All the other people came out and they saw what was there. They were a bit shocked. And Shivas Thakur came outside the house as well. And Shivas Thakur's humility was that he just accepted it. He said, yes, see what I am doing. I'm performing all these things without anyone's knowledge. And the rest of the community immediately understood that actually Shivas Thakur does not do this. It was a plot planned by someone else. And so we can understand through this example of Shivas Thakur's humility. He simply did not give any accusations. He, even though his reputation was at stake, he simply accepted the circumstance, but the other Vaishnavas knew what was the truth. So that was the example of Sharanagati. Another pastime of full self-surrender. And we may be wondering, what does this Atma Nikshepa mean, full self-surrender? And within the purport, to that verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22nd chapter, text number 100. Self-surrender means remembering one's activities and desires are not independent. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna, and he acts and thinks as Krishna desires. So once when there was kirtan happening at Shivas Thakur's house, Shivas Thakur heard some cries. So he went to attend the scene as to what was happening, and actually his son passed away. He was very much aggrieved by the situation. And the women of the house were crying and remorsing. But Shivas Thakur, knowing that Mahaprabhu was performing his ecstatic kirtans just in the other rooms, he did not want to disturb Mahaprabhu's kirtan. He fully put Mahaprabhu's ananda bliss before his own. Even though he very much loved his child, he still put that to one side. And so he told the ladies of the house, please, if you're going to cry, please cry quietly, silently. Please don't make a disturbance, because we don't want to disturb Mahaprabhu's mood. He's so much absorbed in the holy name, and we don't want to disturb his mood. And Shivas Thakur said that if you do not, if you make it a big thing, then I'll jump into the Ganges and actually kill myself. He proclaimed this. And so Shivas went back into the kirtan, and they were performing Sankirtan. And after a few hours, Mahaprabhu approached. He stopped the kirtan and he said, today I'm not feeling the normal bliss that I normally feel during kirtan. Why is this? And he looked around and he asked Shivas, has any inauspicious thing happened? Why am I not feeling the normal bliss that I normally feel during your kirtan? And Shivas Thakur replied, oh dear Lord, you are the source of all auspiciousness. What inauspiciousness can arise when you are here? And so Shivas Thakur did not reveal that his own son had died. But another devotee revealed to Mahaprabhu that actually, Mahaprabhu, Shivas Thakur's son has left his body. And Mahaprabhu was shocked. He said, really? Yes, Mahaprabhu, he actually left a few hours ago. And no one told me about it? No, Mahaprabhu. And he asked Shivas, why did you not tell me about this? Oh dear Lord, because you're so much absorbed in the holy names, I didn't want to disturb your trance. I didn't want to let my own situation, my own personal family dealings, come in the way of your own enjoyment and bliss. And Mahaprabhu started crying. And he was just like, Shivas, you've captured my heart. How can I ever repay you? You are so selfless in your surrender to the Lord. And Mahaprabhu at the time, he approached the dead body of Shivas Thakur's son, and by his divine touch, he brought him back to life. And he was asking the soul, the jiva, why have you gone? Where have you gone? What happened? And then the jiva replied that, actually, dear Lord, because I got darshan of you, my life is fulfilled. We all have a fixed amount of time in different bodies, and actually the time for me in this body is over. So it's time for me to move on. And with that, the jiva left. And then straight after that, Mahaprabhu told Shivas Thakur that actually Shivas, both myself and Lord Nityananda, we are like your children. So please never consider that you don't have any sons. You've got two sons, myself and Nityananda Prabhu. And it's considered that Nityananda Prabhu actually stayed at the house of Shivas Angam. So again, we can understand how important Shivas Thakur is, because Lord Nityananda stayed at his house. Maybe we'll say one last pastime and then we'll see if there are any comments, questions, then close. So through that last example, we see that full meaning of full self-surrender, how Shivas Thakur was being trying to align completely with the Lord's design, was not looking at any of his own personal circumstances. The last pastime which we can look at from Shivas Thakur is when Mahaprabhu was doing his South Indian travels, and then he visited Vrindavan, and on his return journey, he visited a place called Kumarahatta. So Shivas Thakur at the time had moved from Navadvip to Kumarahatta because he couldn't stand staying at Navadvip, because seeing the places of the Lord, but not the Lord himself, he was very much in separation. So due to that separation, he couldn't live in Navadvip anymore. So he moved to a place called Kumarahatta. There, the Lord came and he was in the house, and he was staying there for a few days. And at one point in time, he made a comment to Shivas Thakur. He said, "Shivas Thakur, I've seen you. You are not begging. You're not doing any work. How do you maintain yourself?" Shivas Thakur went, "One, two, three. Shivas, I'm asking you a question. I'm trying to find out, how do you maintain yourself? How do you, your brothers are staying with you. You've got such a large family. How are you maintaining yourself?" And Shivas Thakur just, "One, two, three. Shivas, it's not time for jokes. What is this 1, 2, 3? And Shivas Thakur then mentions that, "Dear Lord, if by the time I count to three, the Lord does not provide me with my needs, given I'm fully surrendered to Krishna, if he does not provide my needs for myself and my family, I am willing to commit suicide." And then again, Mahaprabhu was struck by Shivas Thakur's firm conviction in the Lord, and the firm conviction that the Lord will protect his devotees regardless of any external circumstance. The Lord is in charge of everything. And so this was demonstrating the third principle of Sharanagati, which is that the Lord is one's maintainer. So on this auspicious day of Shivas Thakur, who is the embodiment of Sharanagati, let's pray that he blesses us so that we can also try and follow in his footsteps and try and follow the principles of Sharanagati. Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any questions, comments?
Association of devotees is the sustainer of my life. And I, the, yeah, the, for me, the point of life is just being with devotees. I have no other desire to be anywhere else. You know, though I have, my siblings, they know and accept my position, and they come and visit me. So, and also, you know, the support that I've had received before I could even walk again was a very substantial thing for me, because that was through the assistance of people like Damodar. You know, I'm forever grateful to.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. The association of the devotees is paramount in our advancement. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Okay. If not, we'll end there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Srila Srivas Thakur's appearance day ki jai Jai Nitai Gaur Prem Nande. Hari Bol.